Good evening. I'm Drake Anivas, and we're going to jump right in and get started because some of us have planes to catch. Now, tonight we're going to talk about VMware Lab Manager. Now, VMware Lab Manager is like me in the sense that it is awesome. No, VMware Lab Manager is actually used for the rapid setup and deployment of multiple test and development environments that can be accessed globally amongst the various test and development teams your company may have. I don't have a company, nor do I have test and development environments that need rapid deployment globally. But if I did, this would be a great solution to that problem. I use it for personal uses because it's just so powerful. It's very handy to have. Now, what is it? It's actually a front end for the VMware infrastructure, which is the VMware infrastructure is VMware's whole thing where you're going to have an ESX server, a VMFS server, and a virtual SMP in place, all to manage your virtual machines, which you can set up yourself. If you have, you know, like $200 and you go to eBay, you can get some powerful equipment to manage that. What the Lab Manager does is basically, if you can imagine that the Lab Manager is an empty room, and you can imagine that your infrastructure system is just this closet of computers and other computer parts. If you want to do something, some kind of testing, some kind of development, you want to maybe try out some exploit code or something, you would go to your closet, which would be the VMware infrastructure, and get out maybe a Windows 2003 server, some kind of SQL server, a domain controller maybe. You might need a couple of clients, like an XP or a 2000 machine, maybe a couple of those. You get all the computers you need. You bring them over to your empty room, which would be the Lab Manager, and you configure them in whatever way you want, and then you can interact with them in all these fantastic ways. And that's basically what it is. It's like a set of labs that you can manage, hence the name. I know, it's fantastic. Now, the way this works is you have this interface. It's like a web interface kind of thing. And you have all these configurations, which are just groups of computers, empty rooms. And when you use these configurations, they're set up like a lab where you can put them in, you can network them, you can do whatever you want to them, and they're virtual, so you can do it really quickly. And the way you set this up is if you want to make a configuration, you want to make an empty room, you go and you just access your huge infrastructure backend, and you just select the images that you want from like a drop-down box kind of thing. You know, you say, I need a 2003 server. You do that, you add to the configuration, and now it's there. And you do that, you set it up, you do the networking. And it has a lot of options that I'm not going to get into that are made for development teams. But I'm one person, so it doesn't matter to me. So once you have your configuration made, you go back to the main thing, and you have to check it out because it's made for multiple people, multiple development teams. So they expect that you're going to want to be checking it out and sharing resources and stuff, but I don't have that problem because I'm a single person again. And you do that, and then you basically have all your nice virtual machines, your entire network, all set up in one little streamlined area. You can interact with the machines individually, or you can interact with them all at once. So instead of having, you know, 8 VNC shells open all at the same time, you just have all 8 desktops all in one window, and you can just scroll between them and snap back and forth real quick. You can look at multiple computers all at the same time, which is really handy because if you want to be using your, you know, Fedora machine to attack your 2003 server, you want to see what's going on in the 2003 server while you're operating the Fedora machine or whatever it is that you're doing. And then you have complete control over all the, you know, create more images. You know, like let's say you attack the 2003 machine. It does something completely unexpected. You know, it almost crashes. Maybe it hangs or something. You can pause that, save that snapshot off, you know, and go back later and analyze it. But you can still keep working on what you're doing at that point in time. And you can split the machines. Maybe all of a sudden you decide you need another machine. You just go and drag another machine over. It's so handy to have. And keep in mind, you can access it from anywhere with an internet connection, assuming you set it up that way. Which, I mean, you know, that's fantastic. When have you ever been somewhere and been like, wow, you know, if I had a large computer lab with me right now, that would be great. Oh, wait, I do. See? There you go. That's what you need to have. Now I'm going to go ahead and turn over the next 90 seconds or so to this British chick in her rocking background music.
Tired of wasting time setting up dev test environments? Stop wasting time. And while you're at it, put a stop to server sprawl too. With VMware Lab Manager, users simply check out the multi-machine configurations they need whenever they need them. No more waiting. Lab Manager makes it quick and easy to set up and tear down complex configurations, share resources across the dev test team, reproduce bugs for better QA, Do it in seconds, not days, with VMware Lab Manager, only from VMware. VMware Lab Manager takes the power of Virtual Infrastructure 3 and extends it to your dev test teams worldwide. Users can access a shared library of images, check out multi-machine configurations, and interact with those machine consoles from a single interface. Users can also capture a configuration in state, suspend defects, save them, and share them for easy bug replication. Together, VMware Infrastructure and VMware Lab Manager deliver reduced equipment sprawl, faster provisioning for faster software development, fewer defects for higher quality systems. VMware Lab Manager, only from VMware.
Now that's just sexy. If you want to check this out, you can go to VMware.com. They have evaluations and betas on almost all of their products that you can download. Again, if you have any questions or comments about the show, feel free to email me at drakeanubis@gmail.com or on AIM or Skype or IRC. Just, whatever. Okay.